doesn't represent an escalation. Meanwhile, MPs are warning Britain's armed forces won't be ready to fight an all-out war unless the government tackles a recruitment crisis and stockpile shortages. The Commons Defence Committee says the military is consistently overstretched, with five people replacing every eight who leave. Ex-Army Chief Lord Dannett says it boils down to money.
The armed forces, although we are above the NATO level of 2% of GDP being spent on defence, the range of commitments the United Kingdom has, both at home and abroad, are such that we need to be spending more on defence than we currently are.
Police hunting Clapham chemical attack suspect Abdul Azidi say they've recovered significant pieces of evidence. They include empty containers with corrosive warnings found at one address in Newcastle. The search for the 35-year-old's into a fourth day. Protesters who climb on war memorials in England and Wales could spend 3 months in prison under plans being drawn up by the Home Secretary. Last year, pro-Palestinian protesters scaled the Royal Artillery Memorial in London. England captain Jamie George says they must improve despite coming from behind to win 27-24 in their Rugby Six Nations opener against Italy.
We're not going to paper over the cracks. You know, we need to make sure that we learn our lessons, be very clear about what we need to get after this week. And, you know, we've got a great opportunity to be back at Twickenham in front of our home fans and really give them something to smile about.
Wales were beaten 27-26 by Scotland in Cardiff yesterday. Aston Villa are back in the Premier League's top four after a 5-0 win against Sheffield United. Newcastle and Luton shared a thrilling 4-all draw at St James Park. And Rangers are just 3 points behind Scottish Premiership leader Celtic after a 3-0 win at home against Livingston. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Faye. And now it's time for a quick weather update.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So, currently in Brentwood, we have highs of 13 degrees, lows of 7 degrees with light clouds and a moderate breeze. Today may see a few bright spells break between large areas of cloud, however any sunshine will be hazy. A dry day for many, but the odd spot of light rain may drift in for some. This evening and tonight it will become breezy as wind shifts southwesterly. Cloud cover will be variable and brief clear spells will develop in between cloudy intervals. Tomorrow morning any brightness will be replaced by cloud skies. Many will have a dry day, however the odd spot of light rain or drizzle cannot be ruled out. It's going to be a little breezy. And the outlook for Tuesday to Thursday. Tuesday will be dry with variable cloud cover at first, turning cloudy and windy with spells of rain moving in later in the day. The rain will clear for all through Wednesday morning to leave dry conditions and plenty of winter sunshine. Clouding over late with spells of heavy rain overnight and Thursday to start, but more scattered showers in the afternoon, turning breezy.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
could say one thing and you would say three, just to be different naturally.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I don't wanna go out today. I wanna be free to sit at home with me and be by myself and my thoughts when I'm all alone on my own.
I'm thinking about the times that I've been here before. I'm thinking, so I sit in bed and I just
Ambulance.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out work to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
At The Mortgage Specialist, we offer mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Just making the most of it.
that one there, of course, was Madonna with Crazy For You. And I hope you're having a good start to the morning. It's, it's pretty chilled out there right now. And just what I'd ease you in this morning. Last week was a little bit of a disastrous show for me, if I'm honest, but we won't talk about that. Today's going to be much better. Last week, I tried to interview Sam, who is a local author, and we didn't have any luck. We were trying to do it on Zoom, and it just didn't work out. So I'm hopeful that it's going to all go smooth today, because she's actually coming into the studio, so we haven't got to deal with any of the technical issues of last week. So I'm hopeful it should all go smooth. And I just wanted to fill you in a little bit on the morning papers, because I picked up a couple of morning papers this morning. And of course, we have our news at the start of the hour. But this is a little bit more light news, light entertainment that hopefully will interest you too. If you're a fan of Beyoncé, which I am, now, of course, you'll know her for being a singer, performer. But she's always been quite entrepreneurial as well. And, of course, when you've got all that money, you want to think about how you can maybe reinvest it and do some other things. So she is going into the luggage market. So if you're booking your holidays, maybe the next time you go away in the summer, you might be carrying, instead of your, you know, designer, usual designers that you might go for, you might be going for one of Beyoncé's designs. She has, in fact, already filed papers with the UK's Intellectual Property Office to use her name on luggage, carrying bags, suitcases, backpacks, rucksacks and totes. So, she's definitely going to be putting that in place. We don't know how soon, but it's all sort of, the wheels are in motion, as it were. So that's all good. She's also going to be branching into soaps, essential oils, cosmetics, hair lotions, skin and hair care, and lotions, balms and oils. So she's already branched out into fashion, perfume, jewellery and sportswear businesses. She and her rapper husband Jay-Z are thought to be worth over $1 billion. So definitely not short of cash there. And then in other news, what else have we got that I've highlighted? Well, of course, I did actually, when I was in Soho House the other day, I did see this young man sitting there. I didn't know who it was because I hadn't watched it myself. But someone pointed out to me, Harry from the Traitors, and he's expected to have quite a promising career now in reality TV. He's was originally an army engineer. He's only 23 years old. He's been swamped with requests and offers since triumphing the BBC show. Sources say some 10 agents have been bidding to land Harry, while ITV bosses have approached him to ask if he consider a stint in the jungle for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It's definitely not one that I'd ever go for. It just looks utterly terrifying. I can't imagine why anyone would want to do that challenge. But, you know, I guess it's it is one for one who wants a challenge and wants to confront their fears, because I think every possible fear that you might experience would have been confronted in that jungle. So I commend anyone, I suppose, but I just also think it's quite vile, like just watching people eat really gross things. That's the main thing, it's the eating. I could pretty much do anything else, but it's the stuff that I'd have to eat. I'm a lot more particular about, you know, what I eat, to be honest. Always have been a bit of a fussy eater. Anyway, it is now 25 past, so that means it is time for a quick travel update.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So, looking at the M25 clockwise between Junction 2 and 3, there are some roadworks there, apparently. But that does look as though they're clear this morning, so maybe that's all right now, actually. So, looking at the M11 southbound, the exit slip at Junction J8, Bishop Stortford exit, lane 1 is closed. That's expected disruption until the 10th of February. So there's one of two lanes closed there. The A12 northbound between the F1023 and the junction with the A414 Chelmsford West Lane 3 is closed due to road repairs. Expected disruption until the 29th of Feb. The M25 clockwise between Junction 26 and Abbey, Junction 27 at Stanford. Lane 1 will be closed. Road repairs are planned and this is due to go on till tomorrow. The A2 westbound exit slip to the A227 lane 1 is closed due to road works. Expected disruption until midday today. All lanes are currently closed. The M25 anti-clockwise between junctions J1A and Junction 31 Thurrock. Road works are planned and pending. This is expected to go on till 5 a.m. tomorrow. There will be 2 of 4 lanes closed. And that is all for travel update this morning. And of course, there is traffic out there at the moment, you'll be pleased to hear. So, the time now, just after 25 past 8. I have got a guest coming in later on today who is going to be talking about her new book that's come out. Sam Scott's going to be in the studio in the next hour. So do stay tuned to listen to my interview with her, interviewing local talent. Until then, it's going to be more music, more news, more weather on the way. And do stay tuned. FM.
Watch the chaos unfold. The walls we built burn. So I spin the wheel and then I call the shots in the end. Walk away from my homestead. Say I'm better on my own instead. Well, you can have the glory while I drive into the sunset. I'm not a go-go. Easy to blame me.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That one there was Anita, and I'm just going to give you a quick events guide for the local area. Sorry, it's Anita. It's from Pacifica Branda, I believe. Yeah, and before that, Atomic Kitten with something, someone rather, not something, someone like me. So yeah, just going to give you a quick summary of what events are on in the local area, and just give me one moment.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries, pictures for pleasure and profit.
So of course we have our very own Kev Piggott, who's going to be doing our Phoenix FM open mic on Monday, and of course he'll be in straight after me for the next show, the Sunday Sessions, where he'll be playing tracks from that very event, from last week's event. So if you want to get played on the show, then go on down to the... I don't know where it is, actually. Sorry, I do know where it is. It's at the Warley Hill. Warley, there's so much disruption in my ears, it's very distracting. It's at the Essex Arms, 10 Warley Hill in Warley, and hosted by our very own Kev Biggott from 8 till 10. And then we've also got Ghost Night coming up, which is at Bardswell Social Club, Bardswell Close in Brentwood, and that is the Brentwood and Billericay local group of the Essex Wildlife Trust will be holding a quiz night at the Bardswell Social Club. Fun evening for all ages. Non-members are welcome. Feel free to make up your own team. There's a maximum of 8 people that can be part of that. Alternatively, you can buy a single ticket or any number of tickets, and they'll help you join others to make up a team. You need to arrive at 7 p.m. for a 7:30 start. Tickets are £12 each and include a hot supper. Sounds like a bargain, actually. Tickets available from Tom Allen. You can be contacted either by email at chainbridge1009@gmail.com or by telephone at 01277 231305. All proceeds will go to support Essex Wildlife Trust projects, including the protection of local wildlife and habitats. More details can be found at essexwt.org.uk/events. And there's a tabletop sale at Ingate Stone Church on the High Street on the 10th of Feb, and that's at 10 to 3. New cards, handmade jewellery, pre-loved clothes, puzzles, toys, and all sorts there. And that is in aid of Univad, supporting children in the slums of Brazil. You can find more details there at ingatestonelmchurch.org.uk. And there's also a benefit at Pastoral Centre in Billericay. Billericay Food Bank and Mayflower Morris Men of Billericay present a benefit. Kaylee at Cannon Roach Pastoral Centre, come along, dance to the St George Barn Dance Band with caller Julian Weber, 7:30 to 10:30. Tickets are priced at £10. Bring your own drinks and nibbles. Ticket sales are restricted to 100 people. For more information, contact Steve Jordan at Stevus Jordanus. Jordan, I can't pronounce his email address. Easier, more details at billericayfoodbank.eventbrite.co.uk. And there's also Travels in Argentina, the Chantry Centre, Chantry Way, Billericay. A talk by Dr. Richard Rolfe, chairman of BCCS Chelmsford Branch, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society. That's from 8 till 10. £3. Visitors welcome. Refreshments available. And more details at billericay-horticultural-society.co.uk. I also should remind you of the Brentwood Food Bank that continuously need our help. A message from Dave, a volunteer at Brentwood Food Bank. Your kindness and generosity has allowed over 200 local people every week who would otherwise go hungry. It's not uncommon to have a mother come in who hasn't eaten for days so that their child could. Sadly, the number of people who come to us show no signs of slowing down. At Brentwood Food Bank, we just don't give out food. We have the assistance of other agencies like CAP, which is Christians Against Poverty, who can help with managing debt. Peabody also runs a clinic alongside us each Wednesday, helping with housing and benefit difficulties. We hope and pray that you'll be able to continue with your kind donations. We appreciate every donation, large or small. They make such a difference to so many lives. From Dave, who's a food bank volunteer at the Brentwood Food Bank. And Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. If you can help, please get in touch by calling 01277 224 528, or emailing info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. More details can also be found at brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. And some of the items that are required include things like hot dogs, tuna,
chili con carne, potato soup, spaghetti, custard, rice pudding, jams, coffee tea, bags of rice, and toiletries. So I hope you'll get in touch and do the little bit to help those in need. So we're going to carry on with some more music now, and we'll be back shortly. And don't forget, we've got a guest coming in at 9:30, local author Sam Scott.
Pick me up, then you pop me down. Can't seem to find my way around ya. See what you think, what you don't think yet now. You lost my love, but someone found it. Now when the rain falls upon my head, I don't think of you or much at all. Just one thing seemed to make you care. Who's gonna drive and take you home? Only a fool could walk away from me this time. I look out to heaven every star I see is mine. Another crush. You got me now. Set a match. Don't seem to be no catch. I don't think you'll tie me to the wall. We go out at night, and the world starts feeling right. She don't care about Hollywood. I know you don't believe it, but this time I really mean it. I hope it's clearly understood. Only a fool could walk away from me this time. Look out to heaven, the star I see is mine.
Celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and with EV Charging Systems.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Phoenix FM.
Been a hell of a week, but we made it. Yeah, we made it. Hear the bar shutting down, but we're staying. Yeah, we're staying. Only got so long till the morning comes, and life is too short to be wasted.
So let me up. Twist me something good, make it strong enough, last long enough before the night is up. Just give me something good, pour me all your love, make it strong enough, I'm never coming down. Ooh. Make it strong enough, I'm never coming down.
Always say what I want when I'm faded, and I'm faded, oh. Put it on, play the song till we break it, till we break it. Only so long till the morning.
that one there, Jonas Brothers featuring Bailey. Where's it gone? It suddenly disappeared. Bailey Zimmerman, Strong Enough. The time now is just after 10 to 9. I'm here, Siobhan Copeland, from 8 till 10 on the Sunday morning show. And then it's going to be in 10 till 12. Then we've got the dance amp from 12 to 2. And here come the girls with Zamfi Bierman from 2 to 4. And then the arts programme at 4. And stepping out with Nigel Fitzmaurice at 6. And then the Greaties from 8 till 10. And then the playlist later on. So I hope you're enjoying your Sunday morning. And just been sharing a little bit of what's in the other news, because obviously we have the news on the hour, but also we've got just light entertainment news as well. So Posh and Bex, otherwise known as David and Victoria Beckham, are going to be celebrating quite a lot this year because they're celebrating both Victoria's big birthday, which is 50. That's coming up in April. And then they've also got their silver wedding anniversary already. They just don't look old enough, do they, to be celebrating their silver wedding anniversary, but they are. So 25 years it's been since they had their very glamorous wedding in 1999. And, yeah, they're looking to actually do a bit of a vow renewal, you know, another wedding to mark the occasion, which is nice because, you know, they've been... I think a lot of people didn't think they'd last, but obviously they've proved all the doubters wrong because here they are 25 years later. Brilliant. So I'm going to play you another track and then we're going to have the news and then we'll have our guest in about 9:30 and hope you'll stay tuned for it all.
My arms spell out your name. Real feelings coming through. you. Every time I